Sundown, a.k.a. Split. And later, but you don't know that yet, Reno Sundown. But I'm getting ahead of myself. I do that. A lot. A lot. Is that complicated enough? Keep reading. If you had to ask me what I am, well, it's kind of complicated, but here we go. I'm old, but not really. I'm nice, but deadly. I'm light, and I'm dark. I love candy. A good thing, too, since I need it to calm my head down. Makes the disorientation of what I am to become seem less scary. So much so that in the future, I'll be called Candyman. Oops, I got ahead of our story again, didn't I? I did warn you, though. Sorry. I can control bad things, and I can do good things, and all of that is just my daily to-do list. Maybe we should do this the way the fairy tales do. I love those, don't you? So, here goes. Once upon a time, there was a boy. Just a little boy. Nothing special, nothing really different about him. Or so people thought. What they and the little boy didn't know was that he had a destiny to fulfill. An ancient prophecy since the beginning of time, which would be coming true in about 150 years. Although this kid didn't know, others knew, and they wanted to stop that prophecy from coming true. So they hunted down this little boy, even though he didn't know why. His own family threw him out into the wilderness of the Old West, and that was another thing he didn't understand. He knew his mom couldn't help it. She kind of died. But his father? Totally didn't get that one. So here was this little boy with this big destiny laid out in front of him, and he wasn't going to last the night. That's where I came in. Chapter 1. Hi, I'm in your head. The first thing that told me I was alive was the grass under my feet. Weird, I know, but it was cool, wet grass coated with dew on that summer night. I had not a thought before, yet here it was. Grass. The next thing was a shot. Yep, a gun blast right between those same feet, and one word screamed out in our head. Run! But the kid didn't listen, and as much as I screamed it, the kid just stood there and stared down the barrel of that pistol, crying and sobbing, begging his father not to do it. Had to feel sorry for the kid. His mother had just died, and his father wanted him dead. Not exactly a shining moment to come into the big picture. But maybe it was the perfect time, as the kid was paralyzed with fear, loss, and pain. Meet William Jess Bailey, who goes by Jess because he hated being a junior to his asshole father. Scrawny kid. And remember that whole destiny rushing toward a kid thing? Yep, that kid, who was about to be coyote food if I didn't do something fast. Another shot rang out, and the ranch hands, as drunk as Jess's father, all laughed, and Jess just stood there crying. Talk about harsh, man. The Old West was harsh. But more about that later. Where was I? Oh, yeah. So, anyway. Kid, we really, really need to move. Nothing. So I took matters into my own hands. Well, if I had any hands. His would just have to do. His feet, too, I guess. This was the first time I became the driver. What's a driver, you ask? Oh, well, see, it's kind of like a clown car, but, no clowns. Just me and Jess and, well, madness. But we'll talk about that later. Anyway, one of us has to be in charge of the body like the car. Otherwise, it just kind of crashes and takes out porta-potties and innocence. Apparently, Jess was not able to drive. So the next thing I knew, not only did I feel that grass under my feet, but I could control those feet too. And control I did. We ran, fast. And even then, more shots rang out, chasing us into the desert of West Texas, deep into the wilderness.